Why do certain cultural groups insistently outperform others in America? This question strikes at the heart of our national conversation about success, opportunity, and achievement. The data is striking. Mormon executives dominate corporate boardrooms. Nigerian Americans are vastly overrepresented at elite universities. Indian Americans boast the highest median household income of any census-tracked group, and Jewish Americans continue accumulating wealth and accolades at rates wildly disproportionate to their numbers. What explains these patterns? The answer isn't genetics or inherent ability. It's a specific cultural toolkit that creates extraordinary drive and resilience. This triple package of psychological traits propels individuals toward remarkable achievement, regardless of their starting point in life. At the core of every disproportionately successful group lies a deeply internalized belief in their exceptionalism. This isn't about arrogance. It's about having an unshakable sense of identity and purpose. For Jews, this comes from the ancient concept of being chosen by God, a theological idea that evolved into what Philip Roth called a psychology of Jews are better. Mormons similarly embrace divine selection, seeing themselves as the only true church restored after a great apostasy. Cuban exiles maintain cultural exceptionalism, insisting they're a different breed with a unique position among Hispanic groups. Yet, paradoxically, despite believing in their group's superiority, successful individuals often feel deeply insecure about their personal worth. This contradiction generates intense drive. Alexis de Tocqueville observed this in 1830s America, noting a secret restlessness among people who, despite their prosperity, remained anxious and constantly striving. For immigrant communities, status collapse creates profound insecurity. Imagine being a respected doctor in Iran, then fleeing revolution only to drive taxis in America. This humiliation becomes fuel for ambition. Discrimination plays a similar role. Being called slurs or facing prejudice creates a powerful how dare they mentality and determination to prove oneself. Even parental sacrifice generates insecurity in children. Witnessing parents working double shifts creates internal pressure to fulfill their dreams. Have you ever noticed how some of the most successful people seem perpetually dissatisfied with their achievements? This isn't coincidental. It's the insecurity engine driving them forward. The final element is perhaps the most straightforward, but increasingly rare in our instant gratification culture: the ability to resist temptation and persist through difficulty. Research consistently shows that impulse control predicts success better than IQ or test scores. Remember the famous marshmallow test? Children who could delay eating one marshmallow to receive two later showed significantly better academic outcomes years later. Chinese Americans exemplify this through the concept of qi ku, eating bitterness, the capacity to endure hardship through discipline and perseverance. Unlike American learning should be fun approaches, Chinese education emphasizes drilling, memorization, and rigorous practice. Studies show Chinese American children spend significantly more time on focused activities, watch less television, and face stricter social restrictions than their white peers. Mormon culture similarly demonstrates systematic impulse control through distinctive religious practices, abstaining from alcohol, tobacco, coffee, tea, drugs, gambling, and pornography. For young adults, the two-year mission serves as impulse control boot camp, requiring 10 to 14 hours daily of proselytizing while facing constant rejection. Judaism has historically emphasized impulse control through its comprehensive legal framework of 613 precise commandments governing daily life. When these three elements converge, they create a psychological engine that powers extraordinary achievement. The superiority insecurity paradox generates drive, a burning need to prove oneself, while impulse control provides the discipline to channel that drive productively. This explains why immigrant children often outperform more privileged white peers regardless of parental education or income. In California schools, Vietnamese American students from low-income families consistently achieve test scores comparable to middle-class white students. What's particularly revealing is the pattern of second-generation success followed by third-generation decline. As triple-package cultural traits weaken through assimilation, achievement often diminishes, precisely what the theory predicts. This phenomenon appears in Jewish American communities, where third-generation professionals often show less intense drive than their immigrant grandparents and first-generation parents. The triple package isn't tied to specific ethnicities or religions. It's a cultural toolkit accessible to anyone. Individuals like Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor and former President Barack Obama demonstrate how extraordinary personal discipline can overcome tremendous odds without built-in cultural support systems. Success comes at a price. Triple package children often carry heavy expectations, feeling like investment goods rather than individuals valued for themselves. Many describe feeling valued primarily for achievements their parents can boast about. When they fail to meet expectations, they feel worthless. I'm garbage. This dynamic creates significant mental health challenges, with studies showing Asian Americans experiencing higher rates of depression and anxiety compared to European American peers. Ironically, the triple package can empower people to break free from its own constraints. The creative tension between triple package demands and personal freedom creates a distinctive pattern of rebellion and discipline. Saul Bellow rebelled against his Orthodox Jewish upbringing while maintaining the discipline to become America's preeminent Jewish American novelist. Ang Lee struggled under paternal expectations, enduring 6 years of agonizing unemployment before his directing breakthrough. This cultural straddling can create feelings of not belonging anywhere, but also generates remarkable creativity. It allows individuals to reject limiting aspects of their heritage while retaining the core traits of the triple package. Through this process, individuals can achieve forms of success their parents never imagined. America itself has a complex relationship with the triple package. The United States was born with all three elements: exceptionalism, insecurity toward Europe, and Puritan values of moderation and industry. Yet in recent decades, America has turned against both insecurity and impulse control, leaving only superiority, a formula for complacency rather than drive. For America to thrive, we need to reclaim a worthwhile version of the triple package, grounding our exceptionalism in constitutional ideals, embracing productive insecurity that drives innovation, and cultivating impulse control through grit. The triple package doesn't guarantee happiness, but it makes meaningful achievement possible by allowing people to seize the reins of time, to live for both present and future, devoting full capacities to transformation. What would happen if we stopped denying the power of cultural values in shaping outcomes? What if we acknowledged that achievement requires sacrifice and discipline, but these qualities can be cultivated in any community? The triple package offers a challenging but ultimately hopeful message. The capacity for extraordinary success lies within our cultural choices rather than our circumstances. By embracing the right combination of cultural values, anyone can transform their prospects and create a life of meaning and achievement.